On this episode of The Automated Entrepreneur, we continue our discussion with 100 Things Millionaires Do. Today, the magic of compound interest. Discover the joys of compound interest. Understand it, and it will make you rich. Misunderstand it, and it'll make you poor. Compound interest can make or break you. Depositing money in a savings account and leaving it untouched over many years can yield a small fortune, but an unpaid credit card bill can drag you down. Even with low interest rates, the impact of compounding is significant. Let us consider this example. Imagine that you've been given $1,000 that you place in a new savings account that pays you, before tax, about 3% per year. You leave the account untouched, and you can watch how the balance grows as annual interest is calculated on the full balance at the end of each year. In year one, your account would now be worth $1,030. Year two, $1,061. Year three, $1,093. And by year 10, you would have $1,344. Even at a low deposit interest rate of just 3%, your money has grown by one-third over 10 years. This is the joy of earning interest on interest, or what we call the magic of compound interest. Now the flip side is the hit that you'll get from leaving your debts unpaid. Like everything else, compound interest can work for you or against you, and so you need to pay attention. Don't underestimate the small amounts of interest because it all adds up over time. The interest rates you pay are always higher than the deposit rates you receive. You can use the low interest rates on some types of loan to your advantage, but the interest on credit card bills and payday loans is always damaging, and the effects of high compound interest working against you can be frightening at times. Even with government limits, you could easily be paying over 30% annual interest, sometimes referred to as the APR, which stands for annual percentage rate. It is often very hard to know how much you'll be charged until you receive your monthly bill from your bank. Sometimes interest is calculated daily, which can make the total amounts payable even higher. Now let's consider an example of how small unpaid credit card bills can mushroom into enormous debt. Let's assume that none of the balance is paid off and that you borrow $1,000 in December. Interest is charged for the first time in January. The APR? 24%, with interest calculated monthly. So in January, interest is 2% of $1,000, which is $20. By February, interest is 2% of $1,020, which is $20.40. By March, the interest, still at 2%, is equal to $1,040.40, which is $20.80 that you're paying. Well, by December, you would need to pay $1,243.37 just to clear your total balance, excluding any other fees that you might be charged. Next time you delay paying back money, be aware of how much it is actually costing you in the end. With payday loans, you might end up owing much more, as high as two or three times the original amount you borrowed. You'll want to start small and be patient. When you can, set aside some spare funds in a savings account to earn compound interest. Only withdraw funds if you have a more productive use lined up, such as buying bonds or property or investing in a business. Otherwise, just sit back and watch the balance grow. And that's this episode of The Automated Entrepreneur.